This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on that Michigan Talk Network. It's tailgate season, and I ran across this grill last year. Didn't use it much because we got it right near the end of the tailgate season, but we fired it up this year. You're going to have to go online because we don't have any retailers around. Most of the time they sell this online. It's called a Blacktop 360, and it's a round grill, and it's got no cover on it. It's not like a Weber grill. This is a gas grill. Folds up, goes into a little bag over your shoulder. When you get the legs all set up, it's got one of those little green 1-pound screw-on propane tanks. But it's kind of cool because it's got a little infrared grill. It's three grills around the perimeter, then there's a deep fryer in the center.
I wouldn't call it a deep fryer.
Well, yeah, it'll
it's
heat
a
some
fryer.
Grease. Yeah, it'll heat some grease, right, for about one order of fries. But there's an infrared grill on a third of it. There is a regular gas grill on the other third, and then there's a warming tray.
We just got to take that thing out. And what are we doing next Saturday? We tailgating Michigan State?
Yeah,
I guess not.
Exactly.
I guess not.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be doing it somewhere. We're not going to be down there, but we're going to be doing it somewhere. Cripe, we don't even know what time the game is yet.
Right? I know it hasn't been announced yet.
Right. Yeah.
How would you set up for a deal like that?
Yeah. I think they're waiting to see if either of the teams win this week, and then they'll make it a decision whether it's a 12:30 or 3:30 game based on TV. It's kind of goofy how it goes.
It is.
But that's all back to that planning and the tailgate. But anyway, this Blacktop 360, check it out online. We've got one. I've tried it once. It works okay, but it's an easy little carry, and it goes right to the game with you. So anyway.
Let me ask you something, Jop.
Okay.
What's the biggest tailgate party you've ever been to?
Well, the biggest one I've ever been to is I had about 4 years ago was a guest at a Green Bay Packers game, and those people know how to tailgate
over
there.
Do.
And
a
they
couple
own
brats
all the parking
were there,
lots.
Maybe.
What's that?
A couple brats, maybe.
Yeah. There were concert bands, there were beer tents, there was, you know, thousands of people cooking, and the one thing that really sticks out in my mind most about that is it didn't matter where you walked or who you saw, everybody was friendly. Come on in, have a beer, come on in, have a brat, whatever it is, and they're decked out to the nines,
mm-hmm.
You know, these big vehicles that are painted up with the Packers all over
them. Oh, I know, motorhomes.
Yeah.
Dedicated to tailgate.
Right, and you know, we see that at every college campus, but from a pro standpoint, that was kind of the mecca for me. I mean, it was as far as you could see, there were people tailgating, and it was cold, and it was just like you'd want it to be in Green Bay, you know. So it was kind of cool. That's me. What about you? Where's the biggest tailgate you ever been to?
Well, I think it's that at Ferris last year, our big tailgate at Ferris.
Yeah.
Where we probably fed about 1,000 people.
Yeah, we were cooking. We were cooking and talking that day.
We had help, though.
Yeah, right. We did.
Another good part of tailgating, getting help.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the guy doing it all.
No, and you know what? Actually, I got this little rundown I'll do real quick because there's a tailgate team that if you're going to have more than four or five people there, you kind of got to bust up the jobs. One is a beer guy. Make sure that the beverages are there. They're cold. They got a variety. Second one is a grill master. I think that you taught me that more than anybody is somebody needs to be in charge of the grill. It's not a student body left thing.
No.
Somebody's got to be in charge because unless you got one king and a bunch of helpers,
yep,
then things aren't going to turn out.
In the biz, we call that a pit master.
That's right. And recruit a tent man. Make sure the tents are up. They're held down. This time of year, it gets windy. If you got some sides that need to be put up because people are going to be cooking, they can't take the time to do that kind of stuff. Sauce and side boss, that's your helper, your barbecue bitch, if you will, that works with you. And assign an entertainer. The entertainer is making sure everybody talks and has a good time. So, and then you got games. You know, everybody's either throwing a football around, doing the cornhole toss or whatever it is. Put all those things together. Delegate it so nobody's overwhelmed. Have a great time at the tailgate.
You know, we had wanted to talk a little bit about smoking a tri-tip for a fall cookout.
Yep.
And I think, again, back to that dry cooler, taking your warm stuff there. Let's say your parking lot you're going to, like you're going to a high school parking lot. You can't really bring a grill in. They're pretty tight. They don't want that stuff. You can't bring alcoholic beverages in. You got to change your game up a little bit, but you still want a tailgate.
Right.
And that'd be fun for us to do this fall, you know, but a tri-tip. You ever smoke a tri-tip?
I have not. I've eaten yours several times. It's a very beefy flavor, and you can't get them at all butcher shops. I know Sobeys carries them. We can go over there and get one right in the meat counter, but it's a special cut.
Yeah, a good butcher shop, basically. You won't find it probably. Well, actually, there's probably some some stores now that I do see carrying a little bit more, some chains. I know Meijer has them in their CAB section,
yeah.
Certified Angus Beef. But either way, a tri-tip is, well, if you're in Michigan listening and you've been to a Brand's restaurant, they cut a tri-tip into several slices and they call it a sizzler.
Okay.
Mr. Brand kind of invented that for West Michigan. But basically, it's just a very cool piece of meat that is kind of dense. It's got a strange marbling to it. It's a lighter marbling, very thin-veined. But it's a meat you don't want to overcook. It's a thicker piece of meat. So in my opinion, a little bit of smoke and a little bit of sear, if you can, is the perfect way to do it. And I like smoking it first because I want to smoke it up just a little bit. And then I kind of like searing it at the end just to lock the juices in a little bit better because it'll bleed out. It's got a lot of exposed grain. So... it's a perfect time for a coffee rub.
Yeah, what temperature do you cook that to, Bob?
Internally, I'm gonna pull it at probably 135 to 140.
Right, just that medium rare edge on that.
Yep.
And again, you're using that thermal pen to check that. And if you don't have one of these things, it's a must have for the guy that really wants to make sure his meat comes off the grill accurate temperature and it's not overdone. That is the number one sin in my world for grilling is overdone meat.
Yeah.
You can always put more heat on it if it's underdone, but you can never take it away if it's overdone. Always err on the rare.
And you know, a remote thermometer is another good way. We saw the Tapecue when we were at the World Barbecue Championship. The Tapecue is cool. That's coming out, and that's got like four different probes you can run, and you run it off your iPad or anything like that.
Different than the iGrill,
yes.
Because the iGrill works Bluetooth,
mm-hmm.
And when you get more than 40, 50 feet from the iGrill, it doesn't send the signal.
Right.
But this Tapecue is going to be internet-based, so you can be anywhere. Here's the practical application of that, is I got to run to the store and get some more stuff. My meat is on the grill, typically a smoker. You're not going to run when you got a grill going, but you got a smoker going, and it'll tell you if your where your temperature is in the meat and in the cooker as well, up to four different areas of the grill with those probes. So kind of cool that that product is coming out. We saw it out there at the World Series of Barbecue.
Yeah, so that's called a tri-tip. Good way to do it is rub it with a little mustard. Find your favorite rub. I like using my coffee blend on it just because it's turned into one of my defaults. But it also seems to bring out the flavor of the beef nicely. And it's a milder flavor profile, the tri-tip. It's not like, you know, quite as beefy as chuck or anything like that, but they're just really tasty. It's a beautiful thing to wrap and slice. And then, again, in your dry cooler, take that baby with you. Oh, man, you pull out a nice big chunk like that or a piece of brisket, and you're at a tailgate, and everybody's cold, and you got a big, warm piece of beef. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is.
So let's talk about that dry cooler, because that's a concept that I don't think a lot of people are aware of. It's simple. It's just
real
that.
Simple.
It's when you pull the meat off the grill or the smoker, what do you wrap it in, Bob, to keep it warm?
Well, if you're a purist, you'll wrap it in Saran wrap and then foil.
Okay.
And
you're throwing this just in a regular, like, igloo cooler.
Any kind of cooler that's very good cooler.
Right.
That's the right size for it, so you'll fill the cooler up with all your hot substance.
Right.
And it'll stay warm for 5-8 hours.
It's amazing if you haven't tried this, because it does. We've done it when we've catered, quote unquote, at tailgates. We'll pull everything off the smoker in the morning, put it in that cooler. But the key to that is keeping the cooler full of the hot stuff and keep the lid down. Don't keep going in and out to look at it. Grab something out, snap the lid back down, and it's almost like a little warming oven that it creates, because all that meat is at 180, 190 when we pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a great way for you to transport meat, and it's ready to eat when you get there.
So your mission this week is to smoke some beef ribs.
I'm going to do that, and we'll report back on that next week. We're also next week, we're going to have the big venison breakdown, because we're going to be talking about the deer hunting season that's coming up and that we're in the midst of with regard to the bow season. We're going to have lots of recipes for venison. We're going to talk about deer camp and setting it up.
And next week after the show's done, I'm heading to Minnesota. I'm going to go up and stay with Babe Winkleman for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of
it's
fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Babe, famous fisherman, but has become just a true outdoorsman, has a lot of shows on different networks, and Bob's going to be spending some time with him. So you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll talk with you later.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.